Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Disconnected. You know, sometimes life feels like a never-ending to-do list, right? We're always hustling, chasing deadlines, and trying to keep up. It's easy to get caught in the whirlwind of it all and forget to appreciate the little things. The good stuff that actually makes life worth living. But guess what? Cultivating gratitude can be your secret weapon against burnout, stress, and just feeling generally blah. Seriously, it's like a magic potion for your mental well-being. And today, we're diving deep into how you can sprinkle some gratitude magic into your daily routine, even when you feel like you're drowning in emails and Zoom calls. So, buckle up, friends. We're about to unlock the power of gratitude together. Ever noticed that when you're feeling grateful, everything just seems a little brighter? It's not just wishful thinking. Science backs it up. Gratitude actually rewires your brain to focus on the positive, making you more resilient to stress and happier overall. It's like turning up the volume on all the good stuff in your life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jessica, easy for you to say. You seem perpetually sunny side up. And hey, let's be real, there are days when even I struggle with the whole gratitude thing. But here's the key. It's not about pretending everything is perfect or ignoring the tough stuff. It's about acknowledging the good, even amidst the challenges. Let me give you 5 powerful ways to cultivate gratitude in your daily life. First, start a gratitude journal. I know, another thing on your to-do list? But trust me, it's worth it. Take a few minutes each day to jot down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from that delicious cup of coffee in the morning to a supportive colleague who made your day brighter. Second, practice mindful appreciation. This means really savoring those little moments throughout the day. Take a deep breath and appreciate the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, or even the simple act of taking a walk in nature. It's about being present and fully experiencing the good stuff around you. Third, express gratitude to others. A genuine thank you can go a long way. Make an effort to let people know how much you appreciate them, your family, friends, colleagues, even the barista who makes your latte just right. Kind words have a ripple effect, spreading positivity and making everyone feel good. Fourth, be kind to yourself. You deserve gratitude too. Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Acknowledge your strengths and give yourself credit for all that you do. Remember, self-love is not selfish, it's essential for well-being. And finally, remember to shift your perspective. When things get tough, try to find the silver lining. Even in challenging situations, there are often lessons to be learned and opportunities for growth. Embrace those opportunities with a grateful heart. Think about that time when you were feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, maybe even a little miserable. Now imagine yourself shifting your focus, noticing even the smallest things you were grateful for. Maybe it was a warm cup of tea, a funny meme that made you laugh, or simply the fact that the sun was shining outside. You know that feeling when a small act of kindness completely brightens your day? It could be a colleague offering to help with a project, a friend sending you a thoughtful message, or even just a stranger holding the door open for you. Those little moments can have a huge impact on our overall well-being. Remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna-ish. It's about intentionally choosing to focus on the good stuff, even when life throws curveballs. It's a practice, a journey, and it takes time. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more resilient, happier, and more connected to the world around you. So go ahead, try these tips and see what a difference gratitude can make in your life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder of the power of gratitude. And let me know your thoughts. What are some things you're grateful for today? Leave a comment on our website or tag us on social media. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.